In the lunchtime edition, the High Court again orders that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett remain suspended as the legal challenge to their suspensions again comes up in court. Pine St. Michael residents alarmed over a resurgence of gun violence in the area, marked by a ride-by-shooting last night in which five men were injured. Classes resume at Wesley Hall Jr. as teachers return to work after days of sickouts over issues at the school plant. And a tropical wave approaching that Barbados Meteorological Services says could start affecting the country from Sunday night. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Andrea Worrell and Pedro Shepherd will remain as the acting president and general secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, respectively, at least for a while longer, after the High Court today asks for additional information regarding an application challenging the suspension of the substantive office holders, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett. King's Counsel Hal Gollop told journalists the matter has been adjourned to July 23rd. It came up in the High Court again today.
More documents have got to be filed in the process, and the matter has been adjourned to the 23rd for a hearing, based on those applications which have to be filed now. 23rd of July. Meanwhile, the status quo remains. Messrs. Shepherd and Worrell remain in office.
King's Counsel Hal Gollop. Residents of the Pines and Michael are alarmed about an upsurge in gun violence in the area over the past several months, and they say a police outpost station there has made no difference. Indeed, they note that last night's shooting, in which five people were injured, occurred a short distance from where the police post is located. The ride-by shooting occurred about 11:15 p.m. when a group of people were at Shepton Lane, and two men on a motorcycle approached and opened fire. The police say five men ranging in age from 26 to 42 were shot in various parts of their bodies, including the neck, chest, feet, arms, and torso, and were taken to the hospital by private transportation. Medical personnel described the condition of the most seriously injured as serious but stable. Residents of the area tell Starcom Network News they are very concerned about the spate of shootings.
Every time I hear shooting, I hear the shoot, and then they right down. And the hoops are cut, and the guns are about to shoot me, boy.
Dear no, sir. Young boy, but you can't even live to see 20. I can't believe it. I was coming to find you every day, but I don't know nothing.
Well, I still here, so that you know what's going to happen next.
Start saying up on the block talking about what they're going to do to people, because they don't know who's passing.
Good. I feel really bad, though. Them is young people, and I feel bad. So, I don't know. I feel sorry for what we're going on, though.
The Pine residents say the police post has made no difference, and if anything, the situation is worse.
Listen, for the time the police station come in there, it get worse.
Yeah, the police station here, we never have so much shootings about here. We never have so much. For the time the police station come, okay.
They respect the police, never respect the police. They respect the police, even respect the police, they will never do it and doing.
Residents of the Pines and Michael, meantime, in Trinidad and Tobago, which has had a wave of shootings from gang violence, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley has welcomed the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murphy, declaring gun violence in the United States a public health crisis. The U.S. crisis, said to be evidenced by the fast-growing number of injuries and deaths involving firearms. The advisory issued by Dr. Murphy came as the U.S. grappled with another weekend marked by mass shootings that left dozens of people dead or wounded. Dr. Murphy said Americans are scared in many communities around the country to do normal things like go to school or the grocery store or work, and they're worried about the risks to their life. Dr. Rowley, in a statement posted on his Facebook page, said that the U.S. authorities agree and join Trinidad and Tobago and CARICOM in declaring gun violence a public health crisis. Trinidad and Tobago hosted a two-day regional symposium addressing crime and violence as a public health issue in April last year. Caribbean countries have been urging the United States to help curb the export of small arms to the region. This is The Latest.
The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Classes are back to normal at the Wesley Hall Junior School today as students complete their final year examinations. Classes at the school have been disrupted since a sick-out by teachers last week in protest over a number of environmental issues at the school plant. Officials of the Ministry of Education met yesterday with the school's teaching staff and agreed to carry out work to fix the issues at the school. The teachers are said to have requested that the repairs, which were originally proposed to commence today, be delayed to allow the students to complete their exams. Principal of the school, Herbert Gittins, who is the General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, says exams are taking place and repairs will be done at the weekend.
We have good attendance. Teachers are here and the students are here. We started this morning very well as we continued our end-of-term examination. This morning, the children had grammar and we have another test tomorrow. And we have another test this afternoon, and then we will conclude tomorrow with her end-of-term examination. As you know, the ministry has promised that some work will be done over the weekend at the school.
Wesley Hall Principal Herbert Gittins, Minister of the Environment and National Beautification Adrian Ford, says Barbadians continue to litter and dump tons of plastics and garbage across the island. He was speaking this morning during the launch of the National Action Plan to End Plastic Pollution. Mr. Ford says every month about 500 tons of plastics are going to landfills and littering the environment.
Research is there to suggest that a lot of the microparticles, microplastics that get in our system cause endocrine problems, issues as it relates to the formation of cancer cells. It's well documented that the effects on plastics on our life can threaten the society as we know it. We produce, in terms of our single-use plastics and other plastics, about 500 tons or so every single month. And they are distributed not only into our landfills, but across, unfortunately, the left and breadth of our country.
Minister of the Environment Adrian Ford and the Barbados Meteorological Services closely monitoring the progress of a tropical wave located in the eastern Atlantic, about 2,000 miles east of Barbados. Meteorologist Cherise Brathwaite.
The tropical wave is currently disorganized and is moving westward at around 17 miles per hour or 28 kilometers per hour. There are currently no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados. Some slow development is possible over the next few days as the wave tracks westward across the Atlantic. The wave is expected to track generally westward at 15 to 20 miles per hour over the next few days. On the current forecast track, the wave is expected to affect the island Sunday night into early Monday morning next week. As a reminder, the public is advised that this can change. Recommendations to the public: stay alert for updates from the BMS on this system over the next few days.
Meteorologist Cherise Brathwaite. And finally, Kenya's President William Ruto says he will withdraw a finance bill containing controversial tax hikes after deadly protests which saw Parliament set ablaze yesterday. Our top stories. The Barbados High Court again orders that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett remain suspended as the legal challenge to their suspensions again comes up in court. The matter adjourned pending additional information on the documents relating to the court challenge. Pine St. Michael residents alarmed over a resurgence of gun violence in the area, marked by a ride-by shooting last night in which five men were injured. Classes resume at Wesley Hall Junior School as teachers return to work after days of sick-outs over issues at the school plant. Exams on today at the school, work to be done on the school plant over the weekend. A tropical wave approaching that Barbados Meteorological Services says could start affecting the country from Sunday night into Monday morning. And Kenya's president withdraws his controversial tax plan after deadly protests in which 22 people were killed. The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.